my name is Anne Sydney, and I appeared in Are You Being Served in, I think, was it around 19, in the 70s anyway, I mean a long time ago. And the person I played kind of escapes me as to a name. She was a customer, and I think she was the lady in the turquoise dress or something like that, the lady in the blue dress with a yellow hat. I'm not quite sure what I was billed at, but it was some time ago. But, oh, weren't they wonderful series? And I think the most pleasant thing about it all is the fact that it was David Croft and Jimmy Perry and, of course, the lovely Jeremy Lloyd all wrote, you know, wonderful things that were very British, Britcom as such, and they were so eccentric. And I think this is what worked, is the eccentricity of the whole scenario and the characters. Well, I was in those days, because of the Miss World contest, what they used to term in the 60s, which is certainly not politically correct today, a dolly bird. And these series always wanted the dolly birds in them. And of course, I was reasonably well known and had a lot of publicity. And David Croft, I'm not quite sure whether it was before or after I did Birds in the Bush, David Croft came out to Australia and did a series which was a bit of a disaster, but it was a lot of fun to film, and it was all done actually on film and not video, the series called Birds in the Bush, which was filmed in Sydney, Australia. I have a feeling I did that first for them, but I'd done several shows before, and because I'd known David Croft for years and Jeremy Lloyd I'd worked with as an actor, and a lot of those actors that were in the series I'd worked with in plays, and so I have been cast as the Dolly Bird in a lot of comedy series, you know, and that's really obviously how I came about appearing in Are You Being Served. I think I did another scene as a customer who was caught in the dressing room getting into an outfit, and by Trevor Bannister, the character he played. And so really it was just a case of, you know, who you know in the industry and the fact that you kept on working. And I did the Harry Corbett series, and I did a lot of those roles. So how I got the role was basically because, you know, they knew me as an actor, and they knew that I was on time, and I said the lines and appeared at the right time, and etc. And it was that period of time where us dolly birds, you know, used to get a lot of work. I mean, it was a whole different ball game. I mean, you were back to the Benny Hill type shows, and so really, I was very lucky. When we did Are You Being Served, most of it was filmed in the studio. It was a terrific setup, and David Croft certainly knew what he was doing with that four-camera comedy series. And so my scenes were shot totally in the studio because I was actually in the store. In the dressing room, coming out in my turquoise dress and yellow hat. And I wasn't too keen on it because, but of course, Molly Sugden wanted me, the character that Molly played, wanted me to buy it regardless, whether it suited me or not. And so it was all studio stuff. But sadly, I didn't get to do any filming or shooting outside. But with Birds in the Bush, which was done in Australia, it was all shot on film. And, you know, as I've said before, this wonderful show, Are You Being Served, really, you can turn on your TV anywhere in the world, I think, and it still pops up, as does indeed a lot of the other shows. And those kind of comedy writers like David Croft and Jimmy Perry and Jeremy Lloyd, the world has shifted away from that, and the Benny Hill kind of Dolly Bird roles and all that. It's not politically correct. But another brilliant genius, I think, of comedy was Ray Cooney, which I did an awful lot of plays for Ray Cooney. And he, you know, he again, his plays across the pond and certainly to Australia, because, you know, I've toured on many a play with him, and they are comic geniuses, and I think the world is worse off not having that genre of writers that were able to take the mickey out of themselves, or the mickey out of the characters that played these roles. And this is what, you know, made so successful, was that the Brits were able to laugh at themselves. both Wendy Richards and Molly Suckling were complete professionals. They'd done that series for ages. They were used to guest performers coming in, and you know, they embraced you. Well, the whole cast did, and were very gracious and grateful that you had come on their series, or the series they were starring in, as indeed was David Croft. And they were great to work with, that's all I can say, complete professionals. I can say, though, that dress I was wearing, the zip at the last minute before we actually were shooting, before they said action, the zip completely bust. You know, one of those zips that just opens up suddenly at the back. And I thought, oh no, what do we do now? And of course it was chaos. And they sent someone in to sew up my dress, the zip. And so when in the actual filming, at the back, you can see it's all ruched up at the back because it was a bit tight across the bust, to be honest. And so they had sort of, you know, sewed it up very lightly. But what I was worried about was the whole thing was that she suddenly takes this string from the both sides of the dress and opens up the dress on me, which makes me feel obligated to buy it. And what we were all worried about was that this whole thing would collapse, you know, and it wouldn't work when we actually had to shoot. But luckily enough, on the take, it worked, so we didn't have to do it again. Or of course, you know, most of the time it was very often done to live audiences, so we didn't get the chance of a retake like you do on film. And but the dress really wasn't the size for me. So the zip managed to, they managed to sort of keep it all sewn up at the back. And the comedy sketch worked, I believe. Mm. Also, in the same episode, I believe that the character that Trevor Bannister played, mistakenly, which he shouldn't have done, was rather naughty. But that's the whole point of those series of a Dolly Bird in the dressing room, came into the dressing room. And of course, I was in my bra, and he was shocked, and I was shocked, and it was a bit of a Benny Hill scene, sorry. but that was kind of what we did back then, you know. I mean, now you'd think it was really politically incorrect, but nobody took offense, at least not at that point. And we were sort of used to, you know, the Barbara Windsor, God bless her soul, a wonderful lady that I also worked with and toured with. You know, it was the bra and panties from the old Carry On series of films, which were so popular, and we didn't take offense then. Of course, now, you know, our whole attitude has shifted, and I think it's probably rightfully so from the point of view of that. But again, it was taking the mickey out of sex, or taking the mickey out of anything that, you know, the girl in the brown pants and the chap going, ooh, you know. So it was just the time and timing. And I'm grateful I went through all that, because actually you can see the shift during the years of how we've grown and changed, and that it's not acceptable now. But at the time it was, I really personally look back and don't feel any kind of embarrassment that I was around during that period of time, because we seriously didn't take it that seriously. And I think that was the whole point. Whole point of the comedy was the fact that we didn't take ourselves seriously. I wish I could say I had a favorite scene, but you know, with these episodes, you sort of went with the entire flow of them, and you can't pick out one specific thing that was funny, because in a way it was the same each. The characters were very much the same, so whatever they got into was very much the same, because that's the one thing David Croft and Jimmy Perry were brilliant at, and also Jeremy Lloyd, was keeping the characters within the context of the show, doing the same things that made you laugh. Slightly different, of course. So it's really hard to pick out one specific scene that you could say, well, that's my favorite scene, because all of it made you laugh, if you know what I mean, because you were waiting. You sort of knew what mess they were going to get themselves into, and you knew, you know, by knowing the characters, that it was going to cause something each time they had a scene that made it funny. And so therefore it's really hard to pick one scene and say, that's my favorite, because they were all my favorites. Professional. They were all very professional. All I can say is that when you were in rehearsal, you sort of knew where the laughs were and you knew where they were coming. But David Croft, he was really able to cast brilliantly. He knew each time his casting was superb, because he knew that that person would bring up what he needed. And so you could watch him. What I enjoyed most of all was watching him direct and watching him, you know, his cheeky little face, which waiting for, knowing that the character he'd put the actor in would bring the comedy laugh that he was looking for. So to watch it, I think the thing I enjoyed most of all was learning. Learning by each one of those actors take on the character, which was obviously part of them as well, because they played them all so brilliantly, be able to, you know, to feed the comedy line and to play the comedy line. And another situation I had earlier was I did the Bob Hope show, and went to Vietnam, and we were the first trip into Vietnam. That's quite another story. But Bob had that wonderful timing too, and he taught me a lot about timing. And because I'd started off working with one of the greatest comedy performers, with masses of comedy writers, I found the technique was really interesting with the idiot cast in front of us. Of course, you know, we didn't do that on any of the TV series. We had to know our lines. But that was the marvelous thing about working with them, was their timing and their professionalism. And watching David Croft direct, know which camera angle he could have to get the best possible comedy line out of the actors. And so, you know, it really is hard to say that I love one scene. I didn't. I loved watching it all. And that's the wonderful thing about being a guest on a show, is that you're able to go to rehearsals and watch them work, let alone your scene that comes on, which is small in comparison. It was just very, very educating for me to watch these actors in their roles and the technique. Yes, I suppose I have to say that John Inman was the sort of center of the characters. The rest of them obviously worked brilliantly around him, but he was the one who, if I had a favorite character, it's really hard to choose one against the other, because they were all excellent in that series. They just were. It was brilliantly cast, and so therefore all of them. So I won't pick one above another, but I just did. Sorry. Yes, I did several, and right now I'm trying to think which other ones I did, but I know I did obviously the ones in Australia. But a lot of my work really, sadly, was involved in touring in plays. And I was very often out of London and not able to, even though they asked me to appear in something, I wasn't able to do it because I was working. I was basically a working actor. I earned my living doing it, and therefore I couldn't sit around in London waiting for a role to appear. So I often just took jobs and plays, because that was the way it was. I had to pay my way. And so sadly, you know, I very often was offered something and I wasn't able to do it.